Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
We're talking with Jeff Kemp. He was an NFL quarterback, and he's an author and a speaker. And Jeff, you like to talk a lot about strengthening families and marriages and men because family is important.
Totally. Let's start off and just remind everyone that you moms, most important job in the world. You dads, most important job in the world. Uniquely, dads make a difference in the lives of their kids, and uniquely, moms make a difference in the lives of their kids. And, you know, we care about kids and the trouble they're facing in America, the bullying, the comparison, the phone, the embarrassment, the isolation. The answer is love. And that love needs to come from the relationship with the mom and the dad, as well as when they're married, from their marriage. And if they're not married, their civil and kind treatment of one another, the mom and the dad, that's important to kids.
I saw that France had a population study recently. It was digging into all the health risks of just working crazy long hours consistently over a period of time. And basically the study was concluding, Jeff, that like working 10-hour work days consistently is linked to increased stroke risk and all kinds of other health problems. But I mean, you've worked in the NFL and you've also traveled doing a lot of speaking and writing books and working with Family Life Ministries. But what have you learned about the fallacy of the work-life balance?
You know, I believe that balance is different for everybody. As we're talking to people who believe in God, believe in Jesus, are trying to follow Jesus, the reality is that God has a Holy Spirit that he gives to us. And if we're willing to say, I trust you, and I think you have a better way to live my life and run my life than me, which a lot of us, frankly, don't yet believe that because we have a false image of God the Father. He's amazing, and he is great. But if we believe that, the Holy Spirit can guide us to make decisions on, should we sign our kid up for this third sport this year? Should I take on this second side job? Should I accept this promotion and move to another city or not, where it's going to be more money, but it's going to make our life really wild? Balance is going to come by talking to your spouse and especially talking to the Holy Spirit and asking God to guide you. You need not just quality time, but you need quantity time. When the quality time might break out, you never know what's going to break out. You can't just say, I'll see you twice this week, and they're going to be great times. Now, there's an anemia of love when there's no time together.
We're talking to Jeff Kemp today at SOS Radio. He's a former NFL quarterback. And so I got to ask you, when you think about raising your kids and you think about all the pressures of club sports, there's a lot of demands today, even high school sports. And your kids are growing up, you know, they play soccer, football, or baseball. You know, Little League gets crazy. You think about your family. You think about your goals as a dad and wanting to be the spiritual leader. And then you think about, like, the sports club saying, okay, you need to practice on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. And we have games on Saturdays and tournaments like, you know, every other weekend. And it cuts into the youth group time. It cuts into the church time and the regular dinners and even the vacations when you're spending all your work vacation time taking the kids to like sports tournaments. Sports is a great thing. But Jeff, how have you learned to look at all that as you played in the NFL, so you know what it takes to get there versus you see you have gifted kids in athletics, but you want to make sure the spiritual is just as important, if not more?
That's a great topic, Scott. I was with a group of guys this last weekend, and they said, someone should write a book. Your kid's not going pro, and neither is mine. So chill out. And I could write the book, your kid's not going pro, and neither is mine. And yet I was a pro. All four of my sons played all the youth sports. They narrowed down to mostly football toward the end and some track. They all played college football, and none of them went professional. None of them got scholarships. And you know what? Stacy and I are cool with that. They actually had great college experiences. They were balanced. They got an education. Football was fun. They got the value of the sport of football, the camaraderie, the teamwork, the discipline, the lessons, the disappointments they overcame. It was easier when I raised my sons, you know, who are in their 20s now than it is today. So I would say to parents, your kids need a childhood. Your family needs a dinner table. You need vacations together. You need some bandwidth. The most important thing you put in your kids is a sense in their heart that they are loved unconditionally by you, not for their performance and grades and sports, but for who they are. They're your child. And even more importantly, that they have a perfect father who never makes mistakes, that loves them unconditionally and has a really awesome purpose for their life. And it's bigger than getting a scholarship or a trophy or being a pro athlete. So calm down a little bit, pray a bunch, and feel free to back off of too much sports. You need church. You need dinner time. You need family time. They need a childhood.
We're talking with Jeff Kemp today at SOS Radio. He was a quarterback in the NFL, and he's an author and speaker. And actually, this week, you know, we have all kinds of NFL preseason kicking off. It's on, huh? Your former team, the Rams, will be taking on the Cowboys. You're going to be there in Honolulu, and you're going to be speaking with a lot of players and a lot of athletes and a lot of dads just about the whole idea of leadership.
This is the first time in 42 years that the NFL's brought a preseason game to Honolulu. They're pumped over there. I don't know if you know, but high school football is really intense there, like in some other places of the country. There's a lot of tradition and passion. They tie it to family. So our mantra is faith, family, and football. And a lot of people pay attention to football before those other two. So we're just going to ride the wave of interest in football and the NFL and high school football kicking off. And we have 8 different events. A bunch of different sponsors. So I'll be in some schools. We'll do some rally for students, some coaches and football players, the dads of the players, a conference on the ultimate team, which isn't the Rams or the Cowboys or the future Raiders of Las Vegas. It's a marriage, your marriage. And then a men's rally, because getting to men is kind of my bullseye. If you can change a man, you can change the marriage. You can change the father, and you can change the teams that he's a part of. So I'm excited about Honolulu Blitz and sharing the love of Jesus and these blueprints for good relationships and a bunch of team messages, which I got from the NFL, but ultimately come from the Bible. Jesus built the greatest team ever, and it comes from humility, unselfishness, and serving others more than yourself.
So let's talk about busy dads for a minute. We're talking with Jeff Kemp today at SWS Radio. He was a quarterback in the NFL, but his dad is Jack Kemp, and many of you know him as a long-term U.S. House of Representatives, but also vice presidential candidate. And, you know, obviously you come from a high-capacity family, Jeff, and your dad was really busy, but, you know, he made time. And the spiritual was really important in keeping this front and center. But what have you learned now that you have grown kids, maybe even grandkids now?
My first message is I grew up with a highly performance-based experience in my family. My dad was so successful, so accomplished, always speaking, always up on stage, you know, won championships in AFL with the Bills. And so I grew up thinking, man, I got to be a superstar success. I got to be a starting quarterback. I got to be a great speaker. And dad encouraged me that I would make it, even though I started off really third string and late bloomer. And so I value him. I wouldn't have made it to the NFL without the encouragement of my gifts and skills and leadership. But the thing that was lacking is I don't know that he encouraged and spoke character and faith into me as much. And I think we dads really need to speak positive character and faith in our kids. And if they're not even behaving that way yet, look for the bright signs of what they're going to be in the future and speak that into them. I call it the Gideon principle. You know, I remember when Gideon was hiding in a wine press, he was no good general or leader yet. That's when the angel of the Lord, like Jesus, came to him and said, "You're a mighty man of valor. God is with you, Gideon." So my dad did a good job with that relative to me being a leader. You know, I always left the house to the words, "You're a Kemp, be a leader. You're a Kemp, be a leader. I believe in you." But my mom had a little bit more of the perspective of sharing Jesus and faith. And then with my boys, my big focus has been to focus on their character and remind them that relationships matter more than performance. And so I've just spent a ton of time with my boys, laughed with them, played games with them, created adventures, rites of passage where I had men come around them and tell stories about how they became men and pray over my sons. So I made it less about performance and more about relationships and their character and how much I value them unconditionally. And that's needed today more than ever before, because our kids live in this Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook comparison era, and they can't escape comparison. They're all insecure.
I love how you dug into that, and you wrote a book about that a few years back, just kind of about turning your challenges into triumphs, you know, about facing that blitz just head on.
The book Facing the Blitz, 3 Strategies for Turning Trials into Triumphs, it's totally the metaphor from football that, man, that dangerous, intense moment when the defense is attacking you isn't just dangerous. You may end up on your back as a quarterback, but if everyone on the team is ready and adapts and humbles himself and sacrifices and serves one another, and they change what they were going to do to something quicker and better, then you can score a touchdown and the blitz can become the best play of the game. I think that is a life metaphor. And I believe God loves football. Jesus said, in this world, you're going to get blitzed, but don't panic. I overcame the blitz. maybe, Scott, you don't have the NFL version of the Bible. That's John 16:33, where you can find that. We're going to face trouble, but he's overcome trouble. He actually uses it. He took a blitz on Good Friday, the worst possible outcome it looked like, to give us forgiveness and salvation and reconciliation with God, and he rose from the dead. And so I would expect that we're going to have to face some blitzes, but we need to view them as opportunities where our trials and difficulties and surprises and losses, if we humble ourselves, turn to God, are honest with friends and say, hey, I'm struggling, and get a team around us, go to a counselor, go to a pastor. If you've been abused, definitely go to a counselor. If you've got an alcohol problem, admit it and get into treatment. That problem handled with a team and humility and a focus on the long term, that you're going to go to heaven someday. I'm not just going to be a victim. I'm going to use this thing to bless others. Those things can turn around to become actually part of your life mission. You could use your experience with a divorce or getting fired or getting injured or alcoholism that led you to know Christ or drugs that led you to know Christ. You could use that as a story that helps other people find their way to God and turn their life around.
Well, we're talking to Jeff Kemp today at SWS Radio. He's quarterback in the NFL. He's an author and speaker now. He's doing the Honolulu Blitz events this week before all the NFL preseason games as they kick off with the Rams and the Cowboys. Thanks for checking in today, Jeff.
Hey, Scott, thanks. And can you encourage people, just send them to facingtheblitz.com where they can get my 100 videos, one-minute videos, devotions, encouragement, find out about the book, and then my speaking and men's outreach site is jeffkempteam.com. jeffkempteam.com. Appreciate it.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.